Good morning. There we go. A bit of instruction before we begin. I was told to remind parents of the children who are going to be part of the musical this morning that after we finish singing here, after we sing our last song, which is going to be Jesus Be the Center, that children who are part of the musical should go. Yeah, Rebecca will go over here to this door, and she'll lead them out that way to go get ready immediately after we finish our final song here. So parents, just so you know what's happening. Reading from Psalm 96 this morning. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim good tidings of his salvation from day to day. Tell of his glory among the nations, his wonderful deeds among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised.
Thank you. Jesus, be the Son. May be seated, and I'm going to ask the children not to leave right this minute. I know you were told by Pastor Timothy to go right after this song, but we have a celebration first before you all go down of a new child in our church family, and we're going to put a red rose on the altar to honor this new addition. So if the Weaver family would be willing to come up, that would be great. And if I can find the microphone, that'd be better. Oh, here we are. The oldest one is putting the rose on the altar. Who is this? Noah's going to talk. Okay, Noah, what are you going to tell us about this little one?
What's the baby's name?
Luke.
Luke. What's his middle name?
Are you safe?
Jacob.
Luke Jacob. At 11:10 in the evening. And he weighed?
Can I go one more?
Yeah, sure.
11.
What was that?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay, Hannah.
He weighed 6 pounds and 1 ounce.
6 pounds and 1 ounce. Wait, we're going to have your siblings talk. Elizabeth.
He was 19 inches long.
19 inches long.
His name is Luke.
His name is Luke. Okay.
His name is Jacob.
No, Luke.
Yeah, his name is Jacob. Luke Jacob. He's named in honor of Joyce's and my spiritual dad, who is 94 years old in Ohio, whom we're hoping will be visiting next month if he's able. So that would be awesome. Well, this is wonderful. This is the other Joyce's and my 30th living grandchild, and now the Weaver family has matched our family with 8 children, 4 boys and 4 girls, and we also have Warren and Sharon, also grandparents out in the congregation. Welcome. So, and Uncle Larry and Aunt Levina, so, and cousin Serafina. Hi, Serafina. So this is a big family affair, and we're really thrilled to welcome all new ones into the life of the church. Let's just say a prayer for Luke Jacob. Father, we just thank you for this precious life that we see in Luke Jacob Weaver, and we pray for your blessing and health and safety and your purposes to be all enfolding his life and walking with him by your Spirit. Just protect him and help his mom to heal from delivery. And we thank you for our growing family at Zion and for this growing Weaver family. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, we are honored to honor all of you today. So thank you. And now, children, for the musical, those that are in the musical may be dismissed to go downstairs and get ready for that. And at this time, we're going to light the Advent wreath, and that will be by Ed and Melanie Bachman. Do you have a lighter? Oh, good. Okay. Great.
But as for you, Bethlehem, too little to be among the clans of Judea, from you one will go forth for me to be ruler in Israel. His going forth are from long ago, from the days of eternity. Therefore he will give them up until the time when she who is in labor has borne a child. Then the remainder of his brethren will return to sons of Israel, and he will arise and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will remain, because at that time he will be great to the ends of the earth. This one will be our peace.
Amen. Let's pray. Father, as we light these candles week by week, we draw closer to our annual celebration of Jesus' birth that we call Christmas. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you that he has come and that his coming has changed the world and changed our lives like nothing else in history. And that though he lived 30 years, it was those 3 hours on the cross that won our salvation and has given us a path to forgiveness of sins, to redemption, and to eternal life. So we praise you, Lord, for Jesus. In his mighty name, amen. Amen. Let's continue in prayer. Lord, we thank you that we can gather as your people each week, and that as we list in our program, there are many for whom we do pray, and there are many that some of us are praying for who are not listed because we are a people of prayer. We are people who believe that you hear us and you have taught us through Jesus and your word and the example of the old covenant people of Israel and the new covenant body of Christ. that prayer is foundational, and so we treasure this time. And Lord, we pray for all those who are listed in our program today, those who are ill and need healing, those who are bereaved and need comfort, those who are expecting new life and need safe births and healthy births, those who are in missions around the world and who need your presence and who celebrate far from us this time of year, and for a world that needs to know your peace. And I add today, Lord, prayers for Missy Beck, a member of the Blue Rock Fire Rescue who was injured in an incident and is recovering after a serious head injury. And also, Lord, for a former chief of our company, Jim Ponce, who was hit by a vehicle and it has broken leg and two broken ribs and just needs your healing right now. Bless Jim Ponce. Lord, we lift up any needs that we have in our hearts today as we pray. Also for those who are mentioned either in memory or in honor through our poinsettias that are here today. We join in all those prayers as they appear in our dedication of these flowers for the celebration of this season. And we say all these prayers in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I welcome you today. As often happens when we have a children's program, we have many visitors, and we welcome each of you. We pray that you'll find blessing in the Lord today as you turn to Him with us in worship. The children have been working really hard on this, and they've been having a good time, and I'm sure it's going to be a great joy. Just having a few of them up here for the rows gave us a little hint of what's in store as the children do their job of worshiping the Lord. And thanks to Joyce and Rebecca and others who've helped that happen. Many, many people have helped. Today we're doing our Christmas caroling differently than we have in years past. Instead of coming back this evening and going out caroling, Amy Hoffman has agreed to give us lunch. She's down there diligently getting it ready right now. So anyone is welcome. You don't sign up for this. We're going to go downstairs right after worship. We'll have lunch, and then we'll head out. I have directions that you can use your GPS. We're going to go to sing carols for Ron King's wife, Janet, who is in a nursing home. And then we're going to go to our Kay Nixdorf, who's still recovering from her replacement of her knee. That was the second time that same knee was replaced. She's doing well, but both Ray and Kay will love to have us come. And then Mary Bell's not been feeling well, but rather than we're just not going to go in the house. So we'll bless her through the door before we come back here for some hot chocolate and cookies. And she really loves to see the children. I hope she's well enough to get up and come to the door and see the kids at least to the door. So that's today. The men's breakfast, even though this is right before Christmas, we missed it right after Thanksgiving. We are going to have men's breakfast at 6 a.m. this coming Friday at Lewis's in Roarstown. Hope you can join us. Maybe some of you are off work who normally can't come. So that would be great if you want to come over there. We're done by 7. We meet at 6. It'll be a good time. And then we're going to have one Christmas worship this year. It's going to be our Christmas Eve service. That's at 7. It's a beautiful service with candlelight and music and carols. And it's just a wonderful service every year. So we encourage you to bring friends and come to that. That's at 7 o'clock on Saturday night, the 24th. And then we will not be having service on Christmas Day, which is a Sunday. But we, on New Year's Eve, have a traditional family night. Jonathan, are we having the ping pong tournament? Maybe he's downstairs helping with the kids. Maybe Nate is rearranging the decorations. But I didn't hear broken glass, so that's pretty cool. So we have a covered dish on New Year's Eve. You can stay as long or come late, leave early. Just come and enjoy some fellowship that night. And then we will have worship on New Year's Day, but not Sunday school. And then back to our regular schedule after that. So it's an exciting time of the year. and we're definitely looking forward to it. We're a congregation that enjoys fellowship, so if you see someone you don't know, go introduce yourself. Let's take a few minutes now as the children finish getting ready to come up and start the music, and greet one another in the name of the Lord.